You're listening to SBS News.
Bells ring out in London as Britain holds a service of thanksgiving for its health service workers. The Duke of Cambridge, Prince William, was in attendance, but without his wife Kate, who's self-isolating after coming in contact with someone who's tested positive to COVID-19. Under current rules in Britain, she must quarantine for 10 days. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has set out his plans to end COVID-19 restrictions in England in 2 weeks. But he's warned that a new vaccine-busting variant could mean new measures are needed in the future. Mandatory wearing of face masks, limits on how many people can meet socially in the home, and work-from-home orders will end. Masks will still have a role, though.
What we're trying to do is move from a government, universal government diktat to relying on people's personal responsibility. And clearly there's a big difference between travelling on a crowded tube train and sitting late at night in a virtually empty carriage on the main railway lines.
Britain is still weighing up whether children should be vaccinated against COVID-19. England's chief medical officer, Chris Whitty, says the benefits of vaccinating must outweigh the risks, given the low rate of severe outcomes in children from the disease.
It's one of the few good things with COVID. They have a very much lower rate of poor outcomes, with the exception of a small number of children who've got things like neurodisability. Therefore, we would need to have even greater confidence about the safety, because the risk-benefit is potentially therefore going to be more marginal.
With countries in the Americas still reporting 1 million cases every week and Europe 500,000, the head of the Health Emergencies Programme at the World Health Organization says nations should slow down on easing restrictions. Dr. Michael Ryan says the pandemic is not over, and he's warned of a possible new wave of infections.
We've made a very premature rush back to full normality. And I think we're going to pay a price for that, because we're not there with vaccination. The variants are really there, and we haven't protected enough people. And I honestly think that we need to think our way through this, that we're opening up way too quickly for the epidemiologic situation.
Parts of Indonesia are struggling with oxygen supply as the number of critically ill COVID-19 patients increase. The nation's pandemic response leader, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, says demand for oxygen has soared.
For the oxygen, actually due to an increase of 3 to 4 times the amount needed, the distribution has been hampered. Indeed, there is a little shortage, but we manage that from the 5 oxygen producers. We ask them to dedicate 100% for medical needs.
India is to make the digital platform anchoring its massive COVID-19 vaccination drive open source for other countries to use. People living in India have used the CoWIN mobile phone app to book their shots and download vaccine certificates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the platform will be available to all countries.
Vaccination is the best hope for humanity to emerge successfully from the pandemic. And right from the beginning, we in India decided to adopt a completely digital approach while planning our vaccination strategy.
Russia has reported another jump in new infections and deaths. More than 24,000 new cases were registered on Monday, and more than 650 deaths. A bar in St. Petersburg has come up with a vaccination incentive. It's offering a free drink to anyone who can show they've been vaccinated. This customer's impressed.
Such activities as they have here are more useful than any bans. Positive stimuli work better than the negative ones. I am less afraid for myself now. Also, mass vaccination is the only way to stop the pandemic. Everybody should do it, but not everyone does, and it's a shame.
Russia's Orthodox Church has admonished people refusing to be vaccinated against COVID-19, calling them sinners, will have to atone for the rest of their lives. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.